White Cliffs of Dover, performed there by Jenné Bridges and Craig Terry. In 1941, Britain stood alone in Europe facing the might of Hitler's Germany. To boost British morale, the American songwriting team of Walter Kent and Nat Burton wrote The White Cliffs of Dover. The following year, The Force's sweetheart, Vera Lynn, recorded it, making it one of the most popular and well-known songs of the 20th century. Now, Kent and Burton were undoubtedly great songwriters, using bluebirds, the symbol of happiness, to create the image of a world at peace. However, it's clear they were also ornithologically challenged, as bluebirds are not indigenous to Great Britain, and would have been an unusual sight flying over the White Cliffs of Dover. Welcome to this recital of music inspired by World War II, given by members of the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. This series of recitals, presented by WFMT Chicago, has been made possible due to the support and generosity of Julian Roger Vasquez. I'm your host for this series, Colin Ewer. The Ryan Opera Center is one of the most prestigious opera training programs in the world. Each year, it selects a group of singers who then benefit from extensive coaching in all of the essential disciplines and skills necessary for professional operatic careers. And the Ryan Opera Center can be proud of its achievements, as many of its alumni perform today in the greatest opera houses of the world. In this recital, you'll hear eight singers: sopranos Kiri Dionarine, Emily Bersan, and Tracy Canton; mezzo-sopranos Cecilia Hall and Jenné Bridges; tenor Bernard Holcomb; baritone Will Liverman; and bass baritone David Govertson. They'll be accompanied by Craig Terry, who's a member of music staff for both the Ryan Opera Center and Lyric Opera of Chicago. On June the 6th, 1944, D-Day, the Allies launched their counterattack against Germany. On May the 8th the following year, Germany finally surrendered. It was VE Day, Victory in Europe. And for many Americans who had been fighting there, it was now time to return home to family and sweethearts. Sometimes their journeys home were by the most circuitous of routes, as Sammy Cahn makes clear in his witty lyrics for Jules Stein's song, "He'll Have to Cross the Atlantic." Now, just as Vera Lynn's recording of The White Cliffs of Dover had turned that song into a household favourite, so Doris Day's 1945 recording of "He'll Have to Cross the Atlantic" turned Stein's song into an American classic. Here to sing it is Jenné Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry.
After D-Day, I worried until VE Day. I've got my welcome well rehearsed, but first you'll have to cross the Atlantic to get to the Pacific. You'll have to cross the Pacific before it comes back to me. My love for him just grows stronger. The days and nights seem longer. I know it makes him seem longer, but that's how it's got to be. Every day, just as a mighty ocean. But until that day that they run out of ocean, they'll have to cross the Atlantic to get to the Pacific. You'll have to cross the Pacific, but that's how it's got to be before he comes back to me.
Janae Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry, performed He'll Have to Cross the Atlantic. For thousands of years, men have left their homes and loved ones and gone to war. But what of those left behind, anxiously awaiting their return? The French composer Henri Duparc's song, Au pays où se fait la guerre, to the country where war is raged, deals with this subject. Duparc composed the song in 1869, the year before the Franco-Prussian War, a war that would sow seeds of discontent between France and Germany, culminating in their ongoing aggression in both the First and Second World Wars. Duparc didn't live to witness the horrors of the Second World War, dying in Paris in February 1933, ironically just 2 weeks after Adolf Hitler had been appointed Chancellor of Germany. Alone in a tower, a young woman sings of her handsome lover who has gone to war. She remembers how his farewell kiss sucked her soul from out of her body. It's now sunset and she waits for him alone. In the pale moonlight, pigeons on the roof coo lovingly to each other. Her heart is overflowing like a lily in full bloom, but she dares not hope. Suddenly, she hears footsteps, but it's only her page bringing her a lantern. She asks the wind to tell her lover that he's in her thoughts and dreams. It's now the dawning of another day, and still he hasn't returned. To perform Henri Duparc's song, Au pays où se fait la guerre, to the country where war is raged, here is Cecilia Hall, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Oh, no.
Cecilia Hall performed Duparc's song, Au pays où se fait la guerre. She was accompanied by Craig Terry. A young couple who promise that they'll remain faithful to each other is the theme of this next song from World War II. Originally called Anywhere the Bluebird Goes, with music by Sammy Stept, the lyricists Lou Brown and Charles Tobias reworked the song in 1939 for the musical Yoke Boy. After America entered the war in 1941, they reworked the lyrics again, and the song became a runaway hit during World War II, performed by the Andrews Sisters. Here are Emily Bersan, Cecilia Hall, and Janae Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry, to perform Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from the girl who heard from the girl next door to me. The guy she met just loves to pet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Ryan Opera Centre's very own Andrews Sisters, Emily Bersan, Cecilia Hall and Janae Bridges. They sang the Second World War hit song, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. They were accompanied by Craig Terry. Time spent at home on leave is the theme of the next two songs. In the first one, He's Home for a Little While, Kermit Gall and Ted Shapiro capture the mood and feelings of a young woman whose lover has returned home to her. She's waited for his kiss, and when he gazes into her eyes, she melts. However, she realizes that the war has changed him. He's not the boy he used to be. Although she knows that they'll have to part again, he's hers and hers alone while he's at home. Now, there's nothing more certain to generate feelings of nostalgia and homesickness than spending time with family and friends during the holidays. When Bing Crosby recorded Walter Kent and Kim Gannon's song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, in 1943, it not only won Crosby his fifth gold disc, but the song became a Christmas classic. In the song, a young soldier is writing a letter to his family, telling them that he'll be home for Christmas. He's looking forward to the snow, the mistletoe, and the presents under the Christmas tree. However, as the song reaches its conclusion, we realize that it's all in the young soldier's mind. Yes, he'll be home with them for Christmas, but only in his dreams. Emily Brassan sings He's Home for a Little While and Will Liverman, I'll Be Home for Christmas. They're accompanied by Craig Terry.
Yeah.
Goel and Shapiro's He's Home for a Little While and Kenton Gannon's I'll Be Home for Christmas, performed by Ryan Opera Centre singers Emily Brassan and Will Liverman. They were accompanied by Craig Terry. On Christmas Eve 1942, Evelyn Semenza married First Lieutenant George W. Hontz in San Francisco. The following year, George was sent to Europe. George wrote regularly to Evelyn, first from England and then from France, letting her know about his wartime experiences. And it's these letters which inspired the American composer Alan Lewis Smith to compose his song cycle, Vignette, Letters from George to Evelyn. I had seen fire go through young pines in drought season, but it was no more swift than passion's blaze through us, wrote George in a letter to Evelyn while stationed in England in December 1942. In his letters, George describes the world around him. It's a beautiful morning. The grassy downs are sparkling like myriads of diamonds. His innermost feelings about the war. Each day that passes brings closer that time when my purgatory on earth shall be ended. The excitement of engagement, the build-up for the big push rapidly being completed, and his amazement after 2 years of marriage that Evelyn is his wife. It is still inconceivable to me that you have chosen to share your life with me, a love which has given me a new life, a new goal, and a new approach to heaven. George was killed in action in Germany on March 25th, 1945, and the cycle ends firstly with the wording of the telegram from J.A. Ulio, the adjutant general, and then an extract from a letter summing up George's enduring love for Evelyn. My heart, my mind, my soul is yours. Love me. I adore you. Go to run, baby. Love, George. To perform a selection of vignettes, letters from George to Evelyn, here is Tracy Canton, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Dearest, Brings closer that time.
Ryan Opera Centre soprano Tracy Canton performed excerpts from Alan Lewis Smith's cycle, Letters from George to Evelyn, accompanied by Craig Terry. Unlike Henri Duparc, Francis Poulenc, his fellow composer and countryman, did endure the suffering and horrors of World War II. Paris fell to the Germans in 1940, and Poulenc makes reference to the war in the songs to be performed next. The first song, Say, is a setting of a poem by the French communist poet Louis Aragon, who was a member of the French resistance during the war. Say refers to a French commune, les ponts de Say, the bridges of Say, which were also bridges crossing the river Loire at Angers. Geographically, throughout the centuries, these bridges were the scene of many epic battles in French history dating back to the 8th century. And in May 1940, hundreds of French citizens fled the approaching German army by fleeing across them. Throughout the song, the bridges are used as a metaphor for France. The horrors experienced by Poulenc and Aragon made clear in the lines, "The Loire bears my thoughts away with upturned jeeps and the unprimed arms and the ill-dried tears. Oh, my France, my forsaken one, I have crossed the bridges of Say." The second song, Lune d'Avril, April Moon, is a poem by Maurice Carême. The song voices the concerns of parents for their children in a violent world. April Moon, let me see in my sleep the peach tree with the saffron heart, the land where there is joy, where there is light, where sunlit with primroses, the guns have been destroyed. To perform Say and Lune d'Avril by Francis Poulenc, here is Emily Bersan and David Govertson, accompanied by Craig Terry.
J'ai traversé le pont de Say.
Passé and Lune d'Avril, two songs by Francis Poulenc, performed by Ryan Upper Centre singers Emily Brassan and David Govertson. They were accompanied there by Craig Terry. Now, earlier in the recital, we heard two songs by Walter Kent, The White Cliffs of Dover and I'll Be Home for Christmas. One of his other great wartime hit songs was The Last Mile Home, Kent and his lyricist Walton Farrar judging the mood of the homesick troops to perfection. To sing it, here is Kyrie Dionerin, accompanied by Craig Terry. The Last Mile Home by Walter Kent, performed by Kyrie Dionerin, accompanied by Craig Terry. This recital, given by singers from the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago, concludes with a song by one of the greatest American songwriters of all time, Irving Berlin. During his long career, he wrote not only hundreds of songs, but also scores for many Broadway musicals and Hollywood movies. In 1926, he wrote one of his unforgettable songs, Blue Skies, which became the featured song of the 1946 movie, Blue Skies, starring Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. Berlin's song captured the feelings and hopes of a war-weary world. In the song, bluebirds, the symbol of happiness, soar through the blue skies of a world that was finally at peace. To perform Irving Berlin's song, Blue Skies, here are Emily Brassan and Bernard Holcomb. They're accompanied by Craig Terry. Irving Berlin's song Blue Skies, sung there by Emily Bersan and Bernard Holcomb, brings to a close this recital given by singers from the Ryan Opera Centre. The pianist was Craig Terry. The recitals are made possible due to the generous support of Julie and Roger Vasquez. Thanks to Jenna Rolandi, director, and Dan Novak, manager of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Centre at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's General Director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Paulin is our producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thanks for listening to the Ryan Opera Centre recital series on 98.7 WFMT.